This is Radio Nepal, IMSN. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission announces 110 candidates elected from six political parties under the proportional representation system. Certificates to be distributed to elected candidates on March 19th. Rain accompanied by strong winds and lightning occurred in various parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. Snowfall recorded in Himalayan regions. Police arrest two people on charge of illegal foreign currency transaction with 1.6 million rupees. And fire at Indian hospital's intensive care unit kills 10 people. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has announced that 110 candidates have been elected under the proportional representation electoral system. The Commission unveiled a list of lawmakers elected from six different political parties today. After the party submitted the names to the Election Commission according to the seat clusters allocated to them from the previously submitted closed list, the Commission today announced that 110 candidates have been elected. The certificates to the elected candidates will be distributed on the 19th of March. According to the Commission, 57 were elected from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, 20 from the Nepali Congress, 16 from the CPNUMO, 9 from the Nepali Communist Party, and 4 each from the Shram Sanskriti Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. The Commission stated that out of the 110 lawmakers elected from the 6 parties, 82 are women. Election Officer Krishna Bahadur Raut said 48 women were elected from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, 15 from the Nepali Congress, 10 from the CPNUML, 4 from the Nepali Communist Party, 3 from Shram Sanskriti Party and 2 from the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Due to a westerly low pressure system, strong winds, thunder, lightning and rainfall occurred across Nepal, including the Kathmandu Valley, while snowfall was reported in the Himalayan region. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged people to take precautions. Light rain and snowfall were also recorded in some hilly and Himalayan areas of Koshi Gandaki Lumbini and Karnali provinces, with more expected in the coming days. In Mustang, the fourth snowfall of the year is helping farmers, herders, livestock and crops. Snow and rain in Upper Mustang are expected to boost agriculture, while Rara Lake in Karnali province is now fully snow-covered, with up to 1 foot around Hutro and Melichor. The Nepal police have arrested two persons allegedly involved in illegal foreign currency transaction along with 1.16 million rupees in cash. A team from the district police range in Kathmandu arrested Sagar Giri and Pramod Prasad Dhital of Nagarjun 8 in Bhimdunga with illegal cash and made the arrest public today. Police spokesperson DSP Pawan Kumar Bhattrai said they were detained based on a tip-off about their involvement in digital currency transactions. The police recovered from the arrestees 3 checkbooks, multiple checks, 4 ATMs, 1 citizenship certificate, 3 vehicles, 3 registration books, 6 phones, 31 SIM cards and 1 computer. Spokesperson Bhattrai said both arrested individuals are under investigation after the Kathmandu District Court extended their detention by 5 days. Prime Minister Sushila Karki visited the District Administration Office, Kathmandu, to inspect public announcement system today. The system aims to promote good governance. On the occasion, the Prime Minister inspected the entire system, including office management. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial and other senior officials of the government accompanied the Prime Minister. It is said the public's announcement system was launched as a model to make the service deliveries more systematic, transparent and citizen-friendly. Chief District Officer Ishwar Raj Powell said during the visit, the government was urged to expand the system with other government entities as well. According to the authority, notices and messages are disseminated to service seekers every 10 minutes before break time. Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army Pacific Command, Lieutenant General Joel Vowell, paid a courtesy call on Chief of Army Staff's Ashok Raj Sigdal. During a meeting at Army headquarters in Bhadrakali today, bilateral welfare matters were discussed. A team led by Vowell arrived in Nepal on Sunday as part of a regular visit and will also visit the Pachkal-based Birendra Peace Operations Training Center of the Nepali Army. The delegation will depart for Thailand on Tuesday. The visit is expected to strengthen Nepal-US relations and support humanitarian aid, disaster management and international peacekeeping efforts. Newly appointed Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, has paid a courteous call on chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal. During a meeting at Chair Dahal's office in Simha Darbar, discussions covered bilateral relations, parliamentary cooperation, mutual assistance and current issues. Chairperson Dahal said the long-standing ties between Nepal and China are strong and deep, extending beyond diplomacy to people-to-people connections. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरु खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs has demanded an adjustment in public transport fares following a sharp rise in petroleum prices. In a press statement today, the Federation said the recent price hike by Nepal Oil Corporation has directly affected the transport sector. The corporation increased diesel prices by 10 rupees per litre and petrol by 15 rupees per litre starting Sunday night. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 10 people have been killed in a fire that broke out the trauma care unit of a hospital in the eastern Indian state of Odisha. Al Jazeera cited Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi as saying the fire, which started early on Monday on the first floor of the SCB Medical College and hospital in the city of the Cuttack, was likely caused by a short circuit. At least 11 staff were burned while rescuing patients. Maji said medical and security personnel risked their lives, were injured and are now receiving treatment. The chief minister ordered a judicial inquiry and promised strict action against those responsible. In the ICU fire, 10 of 23 patients died, 5 were critically injured, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced $2,160 compensation for affected families. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says it is not a simple task to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, but he is working with allies on a viable plan. According to the BBC, he announces a £53 million package to support people exposed to rising heating oil prices after costs soared in response to the war in Iran. This comes after Donald Trump said it would be very bad for the future of NATO if allies don't help secure the critical waterway for global oil shipping. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the Himalayan region of the country, while the hilly and Tarai regions will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Kandaki Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces and at one or two places in the remaining Himalayan regions. There is also a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly regions of Koshi and Bagmati provinces and at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission announces 110 candidates elected from 6 political parties under the proportional representation system. Certificates to be distributed to elected candidates on March 19th. Rain accompanied by strong winds and lightning occurred in various parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. Snowfall recorded in Himalayan regions. Police arrest 2 people on charge of illegal foreign currency transaction with 1.6 million rupees. And fire at Indian hospital's intensive care unit kills 10 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.